This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as promised, I'm going to get to your questions, your comments. And this is an interesting one. Neil writes, Doc, why are Republicans against calling the election like it was? I heard Brian Kilmeade was where you were last week and doesn't think election fraud claims should be entertained. What am I missing? So I was just at Talkers conference. Brian Kilmeade was there. Bill O'Reilly. Sean Hannity addressed us by video. And it was a great conference, you know, of us radio folk. Brian Kilmeade did speak out about how, he did touch upon, you know, President Trump and the election and, you know, talking about, like, if you lost a baseball game to a bad call, it's horrible. It's horrible that you lose it to a bad call, but you know, you can't fight it and, you know, you move on and you brush the dust off and you get ready for the next game or you get ready for next fight. And so I can't necessarily comment on how Brian Kilmeade feels. One of you had asked about why Fox News wasn't more supportive of Trump throughout that. And, you know, I've told you before, I go, look, you know, I don't know many of the people who work, you know, at these news outlets. But for a journalist, I think the concept of the election being stolen was a very challenging one. When you try to be mainstream media, when you try to be fair and balanced, and you want to be open and you want to cover if there was election fraud, but if the evidence is, you know, not making it to your desk, what do you do? And many of you had seen, you know, I don't know if it was Sandra Smith or many of you had seen certain cringes and facial expressions from some people, you know, in more conservative news media. Not seeming to be supportive of Trump with, you know, election fraud claims and things like that. And people are wondering, well, then, you know, what is media run by liberals? Is media and whether you're liberal or conservative, I think the topic of something such as, you know, was the election stolen? Was, you know, did some BS happen? Is such a very powerful accusation that people in the media have that responsibility to have that evidence 100%, right, in their hands before they make that accusation. And as you could see, I think Dominion is, you know, is suing news outlets for claiming that Dominion was behind the election, going one way or the other, and things like that. So I think I could answer from a journalist standpoint. It's a very, very slippery slope if you aren't provided the evidence and you can't vet the evidence and you can't necessarily put your legal butt in a safe position before sharing that accusation. So when people ask, you know, why aren't we seeing more, you know, people in support of Trump or whatever, I think, you know, people are mixed. I think you do have, you know, some of the country, and I've even spoken to Democrats and liberals and conservatives alike who are like, look, you know, these mail-in ballots were not the most ideal way to do an election. I think a lot of people realize that the election was not ideal, and I think a lot of people can agree on that. And I think a lot of people can also agree that there were dead people that voted one way or the other. And we just, I think, had a recent arrest in my neck of the woods for somebody who I think voted for his dead wife. And so I think we could all agree that there are always elements of fraud. Where the country can't agree on is, was the amount of fraud enough to change the election results? did Biden really win by that many more votes? And that's very tough to prove. We have tons of anecdotal reports and videos and people saying this happened and this happened and this happened. And if it did, that's frustrating. I mean, you know, I'm an American. I really, really want our election integrity to be there. I want to know that my vote counts. And I told you that with the low voter turnouts in these primaries, it's a sign that a lot of Americans don't think their vote counts, or they don't think the election is what it's supposed to be. I'm not saying it means they believe there was fraud and Trump got, you know, the election stolen from them. But when you have such low voter turnout, you know, either people really, really don't care, which I don't think is going on right now, or they think it doesn't matter who they vote for. It doesn't matter because the election will not go the way they either want it to or they think would be, you know, the logical step if that many people voted, whatever. So it's, so Republicans are going to remember, Republicans, just like Democrats, they're politicians. Their first priority, you would think, would be world peace and you know, the economy and helping America. Their first priority is to get elected or reelected. Because otherwise they can't do their job. Just like as a doctor, I want to say my first priority is to make you better. And I will always say that. My first priority is you guys. But is it really? No, my first priority is to eat in the morning. My first priority is to stay healthy. Because if I'm not healthy, I'm not helping you. I don't make that a priority, but technically it is supposed to be my first priority. Because if I'm sick, I can't help you. So these politicians, they have to decide what is in their best interest. And I think the politician that says, look, all right, we threw together an election without it being rehearsed, you know, without it being vetted, without there being foolproof ways to avoid fraud, and there's been reports of fraud. We need to look into it, and we need to make sure that doesn't happen again. But to reverse an election, you know, and I know there's been a lot of you know passion one way or another. It is just so big, and so monstrous, and so committing that unless the evidence is, even if it is overwhelming, but even accepted by the courts, there's no way somebody could move forward. And that's why I think you have this split, because some people are like, let's just look ahead to the next election. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Yellowstone flooding was unprecedented, and I think it crested about 16 feet. Many of you guys have been kind of following the story, and it was, when you saw the pictures and you saw the beautiful area, I was in Yellowstone, maybe about 10, 12 years ago, up near Big Sky in Montana, and then we went into Wyoming, and then we went around Yellowstone, we saw as much of Yellowstone as we could, and in short a period of time, because I was up in Montana for a conference. It really is God's country. It's gorgeous up there. When you saw the Yellowstone River, and you saw, much of the roads and the mountainsides, you know, which were pristine when you were there, completely demolished by the force of the water. It just shows you how Mother Nature is a beast, and how Mother Nature will definitely overtake anything us humans can do. Well, sadly, the Yellowstone flood has knocked out a Montana city's water treatment plant. The water treatment plant can still function, But because the water levels are so high, it can't safely function, I believe, until the water level is below 15 feet. So residents of the city have been told to ration their water because it was going to run out within 36 hours. And this was as of yesterday. So according to Victoria Hill, she said, tonight the plant is operating at a level that can meet the community's essential needs. But if residents continue to refrain from watering their grass, taking part in other activities that use significant amount of water, we will be able to continue providing the city with basic water services. But the water treatment plant is operating at very low capacity. It had to be shut down on Tuesday because the Yellowstone flood struck the town. I don't know if this was Billings. It's not giving us the name of the city. I apologize. I'm getting this from the Washington Examiner. They're saying residents, they're saying city, and I just don't have, I thought it might have been Billings. I'll have to double check. I apologize. Literally, the city's not in here, but I get it. I get it. There's a lot going on, you know, so if they forgot the name of the city, it happens. But I did watch a news release on this, and you saw people, yeah, it is Billings. Okay. You did see people try to rush to stores, try to get water, try to bone up on water. People had been going to nearby hotels, and the hotels had said, look, can you not shower? Can you not use the laundry? If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. So this is a very, very scary time because, I mean, you would think with, you know, all the natural reserves and the rivers and all that, that Montana would not be a city, or Montana would not be a state that would be having water issues. I live in Nevada. Nevada has water issues. But sadly, if the water can't be treated, it could be pretty, pretty dangerous. Also adding to the danger is we still have baby formula problems. Now, remember that Sturgis plant in Michigan got closed down because it had to be, there were recalls. Because of the Coronabacter Nakazaki and the Salmonella Newport possible infection that was linked to some of the Abbott formulas that sickened some babies. The FDA had to inspect. From what we understand, preliminary reports said, no, wasn't at the Sturgis plant. Sturgis plant was fine, but it was closed down for about 3.5-4 months. It's been closed down again. And it just opened back up about a week ago so we could start pumping out baby formula because we have a huge, huge baby formula shortage. But Abbott has had to halt production once again because of the severe storms that flooded parts of the building. The facility in Sturgis opened June 4th after it was closed in February 2022 because of possible bacterial contamination. Yet on Monday, there were the severe thunderstorms, heavy rains that swept through southwestern Michigan, also that, you know, affected Yellowstone and parts of Montana. So parts of the plant got flooded and now it's had to be closed down again. Production for its Elicare specialty formula had to be suspended. Company insisted there is enough supply to meet demand until production is restarted. So severe thunderstorms, heavy rains came through southwestern Michigan on Monday evening, and Abbott said in a statement, these torrential storms produced significant rainfall in a short period of time, overwhelming the city's storm water system in Sturgis, Michigan. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. So back to Yellowstone. Parts of Yellowstone may reopen to tourists. And it's interesting because I was thinking about going to Yellowstone this summer. One of my recent graduates, Scott, had gone and he had just missed the closures, bless his soul. And he's actually going to the residency I went to. So these ideas, after all grown up now, this is awesome to see them all grown up and doing what they're doing. But yeah, he was just there, got out of it, clean, thank God. And, you know, I wanted to go to Yellowstone. I'm like, gosh, you know, it's been a while. I need to get back there. I just love nature, and when you see what happened, you see houses being completely, you know, washed away, it just reminds you how vulnerable we are to nature. There was an evacuation of over 10,000 visitors. Heavy rains, rapid snowmelt called these rivers to swallow bridges, sweep away entire sections of roadway, according to CNN. And the sudden closure has now fueled concerns from business owners and employees in surrounding communities because Yellowstone, summer in Yellowstone is huge. They need a nice good summer, especially with what happened with COVID a couple years back. Any season you have with visitors and people choosing to, you know, maybe drive and enjoy the woods and camp instead of flying because of all the, you know, travel chaos, it was supposed to be a time that they could have taken advantage. They say the park's northern region bore the brunt of the flood damage. It's expected to be closed now for a, quote, substantial length of time. I heard that they might be closed for the season. At least. because we were getting reports that they might be closed indefinitely. That is crushing. Not to mention all the wildlife that's getting hurt right now with this. This is bad. It's bad. They think it's going to close to the end of the season, according to the park said in a release. The less impacted Southern Loop could reopen as early as next Monday, according to Park Superintendent Cam Shawley. But the Southern Loop reopening may not, provide the relief that obviously workers need there. In the southern Montana city of Gardner, which acts as a gateway to Yellowstone's northern entrance, hotel owners are already feeling the impact. They go, there's nobody here. We were booked solid for a year. All but one of our visitors are gone following the flooding, and one neighborhood hotel has shut down completely and sent its employees home. Dangerous flooding also comes with disease, and it comes with, sadly, you know, illness, and it's just not good. So seeing something like this, these weather extremes, for me and my friends and family who live in Nevada, I mean, we're dying of thirst, right? Our lips are parched and we're here going, where's going to be the next drop of rain? You know, and we're looking at what's happening to our city, and, you know, I'm trying not to flush the toilet. Everybody says our water is circulating, recirculating, so it's totally fine that 50,000 people are moving in each month. But I'm like, I'm going to slow down on flushing the toilet because I think there's water loss. And I'm, you know, and here we are. We're looking at, you know, where we're going to get more water. And then you see the extreme on the other side where there's too much water and the snow melt and the flooding. And I wish some of that snow came to our Colorado River, then the Colorado, because when you fly over the Southwest United States, it is drier than dry, and it is a travesty, because we have the opposite. We have animals that are facing such a drought that they're coming in to our communities. Now, mind you, we moved into their communities, you know, so rattlesnakes are like, what the hell is this house doing here, and why is there a red bouncy ball coming near my tumbleweed? You know, come on. You know, why are we out in the desert? But, you know, I live in an area now where there's a lot of rattlesnake sightings. There's bobcats. There's coyotes. And they're coming in to residential neighborhoods because of the drought. There's no food. There's no water. So this shift is the extremes. I just wish, you know, the water could be shared and we could get some of Florida's rain and we could get some of Montana's rain and we could kind of fill up our river and our lake Mead a little bit. And sadly, it just doesn't happen that way. The Southwest is getting drier. The East is getting wetter. And the Midwest and the North gets these storms that are very tumultuous and tornadoish and floodish. We are going into a La Nina year. From what we understand, La Nina is not good for drought, worsens it, and La Nina is also a barringer of a bad hurricane season. So, sadly, Yellowstone is not going to be the only one facing severe weather. We're going to keep you guys posted. Hopefully, Billings, Montana is going to be able to get their water back up. Billings, Montana, I think, is one of the biggest cities. They're going to be able to get the water treatment plant back up, but it just shows the vulnerability. And if we do need to start shipping water products up to that city, we're gonna keep you guys posted on how to make that happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Two Americans fighting alongside Ukrainian forces north of Kharkiv have been missing for nearly a week, and there are fears that they may have been captured by Russian forces. The men are 39-year-old Alexander Druki and 27-year-old Andy Wynn, both from Alabama. Here is Druki's mother, Bunny, speaking to CBS Mornings.
He felt very strongly that Putin needed to be stopped because, he said, Putin is not going to be satisfied with just part of Ukraine or even all of Ukraine.
A Russian post on social media claims both men are prisoners. Four European Union leaders say they support fast-tracking Ukraine becoming an official candidate to join the bloc. That came as the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and Romania visited Kyiv on Thursday. French President Macron told a news conference that the leaders are doing everything so that Ukraine alone can decide its fate. This is USA Radio News. The January 6th committee is set to plunge into Donald Trump's efforts to salvage the 2020 election by pressuring Vice President Mike Pence to defy historical precedent and reject the electoral count in the run-up to the U.S. Capitol riot. With two witnesses Thursday, the House panel intends to show how Trump's claims of a fraudulent election left him grasping for alternatives as courts turned back dozens of lawsuits challenging the vote. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has pledged to do whatever it takes to curb inflation, now raging at a four-decade high, and defying the Fed's efforts so far to tame it. And doing so might require a recession, the one painful thing the Fed has sought to avoid. A worse-than-expected inflation report for May, consumer prices rocketed up 8.6% from a year earlier, the biggest jump since 1981, helped spur the Fed to raise its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 point. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. All right, so I guess Rand Paul is having it out with Anthony Fauci, and they had always never dull moment, and they are going back and forth because of the pediatric vaccines. As you know, the FDA advisory committee seems to give the thumbs up for the Moderna 2-shot for 6 months to 5-year-old kids and the Pfizer 3-shot vaccine. Moderna would be a 25 microgram dose for the Pfizer, would be a 3 microgram dose vaccine for kids 6 months old to 5 years old. And Anthony Fauci has COVID himself. My guess has had been vaccinated and boosted and all that. And Fauci had joined a hearing virtually. It was a hearing that had to look at, I guess, the vaccines and you know, future of COVID. And he contracted it. And he said it was absurd to say that children would need to continue getting vaccination boosters as long as they produce antibodies. Rand Paul says the CDC is using as its reasoning for the recommendation. So it's a little confusing what's going on here. But according to Rand Paul, he said the government recommends everybody take a booster over age 5. This is a part of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee hearing. Are you aware of any studies that show reduction in hospitalization or death for children who take a booster? Now remember, Rand Paul's a doctor. So he is kind of taking the forefront of doing the back and forth with Fauci because it's, he's, you know, when doctors, it's interesting, okay? You know, I'm a physician. I know I don't sound like one. Every now and then I'll use some big words. I use some big words today. But I don't like to sound all hoity-toity and bougie. I like to explain things the way they should be explained. I don't think all medical terms need to be multisyllabic and need to be confusing. I think we could explain things that are going on medically in any sort of terminology and with any sort of vocabulary. But many times doctors, if they feel they are speaking to an audience that might not understand medical issues, you might get a little bit of mansplaining. You know, you might get a little bit of a, you might even get a, I'm going to talk over you. You know, if I use some big words, you'll be like, okay, well, you know, she knows what she's doing because she's saying big words and, you know, I'm not going to debate it. I got that a lot from my attendings when I was in training. You know, I'd ask a question and then they would just throw all sorts of big multisyllabic words over my head. So I'm like, well, I guess he knows what he's talking about. I'm not going to ask that question again. When I think a good teacher goes, look, this is how I look at blood pressure. This is how I look at fetal chromosynthesis. And then, you know, break it down. I look at it as a blah, blah, blah. And so to me, that's what I think real teaching does. So when you have, and Dr. Fauci, I think, does a very good job not using over scientific terminology. You know, I think he has some, you know, media. He's had a lot of media training. He's very, you know, adept in speaking to the media. You can't really, you know, say, well, the data shows that the boosters help, you know, prevent hospitalization and death when a physician's like, but the clinical trial was just the actual, you know, primary series. It wasn't the booster. You know, so when you have a doctor starting to check and balance, it starts to put people on their toes. Dr. Fauci, who's 81 years old, says there has not been such studies or data accumulated, but said that the recommendation was made based on mortality rates of children who contracted the virus. So they've been kind of going back and forth. Even with vaccinated and boosted, Dr. Fauci testified remotely. Rand Paul suggested there was no evidence boosters for children reduce the risk of hospitalization or death. Now, we just now are reviewing the data for the 6-month-old to 5-year-old primary series. So I have to agree with Rand Paul, Dr. Paul, that we don't necessarily have a bunch of worldwide data on boosters in that age group when we're just barely now trying to get our emergency authorization for a primary 3-dose series. So Rand Paul asked Fauci, do kids need 10 boosters? And I get, you know, and I see both sides, okay? Dr. Fauci's in a very, very tough position. I don't feel sorry for him because he could quit. He could quit at any time. But he's in a tough position because he got into politics. And he got to be the most expensive paid government worker there is. I think he might even be making more than the president. I have to double check that. And so when he worked for Trump, when he worked for Biden, he has to help push the narrative. And when he originally spoke like a doctor, I liked it. I thought he said exactly what should have been said. These masks aren't really going to protect you 100% from this virus. They might provide a barrier, but, you know, we do the best we can. So all of a sudden, supporting mask mandates, that started to shake my confidence because who comes first in medicine? You know, it's the science and it's the patients. And so, you know, doctors have to be very honest. And if I had been Dr. Fauci, and I don't want to be, never would have wanted to be in that position. Yeah, the money's nice, but I would not have wanted to be in that position. I would have said, whether it was the Trump administration or Biden administration, I would have said, look, okay, we have a disease that we still don't know where it came from. We still don't know if, even if it wasn't manipulated on purpose, if it came from a lab, there was then secondary manipulation because it wasn't in its normal, natural habitat. And so there's a lot of questions we don't know. Anything helps. Doesn't mean it has to be mandated, but every little bit helps. I can't say for sure that it's going to prevent you. You know, so just because you're wearing a bandana on your face, you're not going to be immune to this. You know, it is going to outsmart it. But if it provides a barrier and we're making things harder on the virus, I think that's the position we should take. We're making a vaccine. The vaccine looks promising. All vaccines, all medications have some side effects. Right? Hopefully, you know, you guys feel comfortable taking it. I'm going to take it. This is what the doctor should have said. That's what I say when I speak to my patients. You know, I'm looking at the data. This is how I interpret the data. I understand the science is evolving. But instead, it was, I didn't feel like I could speak the way I needed to speak with Trump, and I had to. Okay, if you're a physician, and you don't feel like you get to do your ethical duty as a doctor, then you get yourself out of that position immediately. But he didn't. So, was he really, really forced? You know, I find that frustrating. And here you have, you know, Rand Paul, and you know, Rand Paul was no Trump fan. But, you know, he, with his medicine background, now mind you, you know, he isn't, you know, the director of Institutes of, health, the National Institutes of Health, such as Fauci is, but he's gotten the same training that we all did in immunology and all that, and he's like, look, okay, you know, what are we really, you know, where are we going with the kids? And some people might say, well, why is Fauci even going through all these semantics? You know, no one's mandating the vaccine. We don't know that for sure. Right now, I think on the table is a school district, one of the largest school districts in the nation, is having it on the table for pediatric COVID vaccine mandates. So the writing's on the wall, and I think Rand Paul wants to already establish, look, I mean, does the science really, really support that kids need to get the three shots, and then on top of that, boosters, especially when this vaccine was made for the wild-type virus? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the most controversial subjects out there is abortion. And I get that whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, there is many sort of positions you might feel when it comes to this. You know, you might feel that a woman has a choice. The government needs to stay out of her body and her choices for her body, but you might feel that the fetus is alive. You might feel that a fetus might not be alive until a certain week. And if an abortion is done, it isn't as much of an ethical dilemma at 1 week than another week. You might feel that it's a woman's choice. It's not a life till it's born, but you might not want your tax dollars going to it. So there's a lot of people with different feelings on abortion, Roe v. Wade. But the one thing that I think a lot of us can't agree on, because I always like to look at agreement. I always like to look at where can we move forward with issues, is that we're not just doing 50 abortions a year. There's not just, you know, 25 cases of incest or 2,000 cases of rape that wind up with the pregnancy. We are talking about almost a million being done a year. And I think bipartisanly, you have Democrats and Republicans who, if they did need to find common ground, they might agree that that's kind of a lot. Well, lately, the Guttmacher Institute is saying that one in five pregnancies, or 20% of all pregnancies, were aborted in 2020. Almost a million terminations were carried out. And this was data, and they found that terminations jumped. Southern states saw the highest number of terminations. At least 320,000 in southern states alone, occurring in the year 2020. More than half resulted in the use of the abortion pill, which is taken within the first 10 weeks of pregnancy, so not all of them were second trimester. But, you know, these are numbers that are pretty large. So I remember in the 80s, we were at about 1.5 million abortions a year. Remember I told you guys, back in the 80s, the numbers reached the highest. And 1.5 million abortions was a lot, considering our population at the time. I think our population at the time was about 200 million, 250 million. So now our population is about 360 million. The numbers are down. So the numbers did go down. One credit might have been to the Affordable Care Act, because birth control was made free, no deductible, no out-of-pocket for birth control. You might not have gotten a fancy IUD, but access to birth control, access to condoms are supposed to be free through the American the ACA. However, the rates are starting to go back up. And so the Guttmacher Institute, that's how you pronounce it, Guttmacher, I think that means gut, like good maker, it's German, said the long-term decline in abortions that started 30 years ago has reversed. They say the new findings from the Guttmacher's latest abortion provider consensus, the most comprehensive data collection effort on abortion provision in the United States, there were 8% more abortions in 2020 than 2017. Now, they bring this up because, of course, you know, they have a feeling about where Roe v. Wade should go, and, you know, is concerned that this is not the time for Roe v. Wade. They said the recently leaked draft would explicitly overturn Roe after 50 years of the court's own legal precedent upholding the constitutional right to abortion, and states have been, they say, ramping up their attacks on abortion rights, access, and anticipation of the court's decision. 26 states certain or likely to quickly ban abortion without Roe. So this data, though, again, if 20% of all pregnancies are getting aborted, I'd like to know, when do we have the conversation as to why so many? And I keep bringing this up because that's a lot. If we are having about a million women getting pregnant, if it's rape, we need to up our law enforcement. We need to, you know, lower crime. If it's incest, we need to educate women on not having sex or in, with a family member, but the majority of these cases are unwanted pregnancies. And, you know, as we're talking about Roe v. Wade and as the decision might be coming forward, you know, in the next few weeks and, you know, people are protesting at Supreme Court Justice Holmes and there's the debate of should government be completely out, which is what Alito wrote in the draft. He's like, the feds have no business taking a role here. Feds have to stay out. It's up to a woman and the state. And the people of the state, not up to the feds, feds butt out. So even though some people will agree that the feds and whoever the president is and the switch, you know, it shouldn't have a matter on what happens to a woman and her body, that does essentially overturn Roe v. Wade. So for those people that want the government to butt out, it could mean they're on the side of Roe v. Wade overturning, because the Roe v. Wade has the government involved and the government protecting the right of abortion. So that's why a lot of people are kind of mixed on where we go with this. But if one out of every five pregnancies has to be terminated and ended, and that fetus, life stopped, why is that happening when we're spending all this money on the Affordable Care Act? Why is all that happening when we're spending money on free birth control? We are guaranteeing every woman in this country, whether they're a resident, whether they're a citizen, free birth control. Why are these pregnancies happening? Is the birth control not working? Is the free birth control not accessible? Are we spending all these tax dollars on the ACA, and the average person's like, look, I know there's the ACA, but I can't access it. I can't access all my, 10 essential benefits. I can't access it. I know there's free birth control. I'm not getting it. Is there a lack of education? Is there high rape numbers? And that's why so many people are getting pregnant. Again, I'm very, very mixed on the whole abortion issue, because having had family members who were raped, and I get that there are circumstances. Also, as a doctor, it's very difficult for me to do an ultrasound and not look at that fetus as a life. So I get it. I get the controversy. But the one thing I think most of us could agree on is 20% of all pregnancies have to be ended. What are these women not having access to? Is it an education issue? Is it that the birth control is not working? Is it that our hormones are, this is a theory, but we are a heavier society now. We have birth control that has been around for decades. Is the birth control not working? Has anybody surveyed these 1 million pregnant women to find out what the circumstances were? And it could be, again, anonymous. What were the circumstances around them getting pregnant? Is it that they changed their mind? Did they want a pregnancy? And then they got scared. Was it that once they became pregnant, they felt so bad that they were like, no, I can't do this? Was it the economy? Was it that they have very, very high sex drives? Was it that they thought their partner was using a condom and the partner stealthed them, where took it off? I mean, we have the ability to pull all this data. We have so much data. And as we're spending money, and we're giving a lot of money to Planned Parenthood, we're going to be probably going into a little mini civil war based on what happens with Roe v. Wade and whether the feds want to be involved or not. My guess is the feds are not going to want to be involved because they don't want people at their houses. And I think they're going to say, look, it's between the person and the doctor. It's between the person and their state. Leave the feds out. So I wouldn't be surprised if it gets overturned. But we really need to figure out why so many. And what are we doing wrong as society such that we have to abort a fifth of all our pregnancies? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.